All right, folks, welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, here to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life with a little bit of wisdom and a whole lot of common sense. Today's topic hits close to home for all of us. Self-discipline and responsibility. Ever feel like that? Inner voice is screaming at you to get things done, but your motivation? Well, it's playing hooky somewhere in the land of procrastination. We've all been there. But guess what? Self-discipline isn't some mystical superpower reserved for monks living on mountaintops. It's a skill we can all cultivate, one small step at a time. And trust me, the rewards are worth it. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you level up your self-discipline game. First things first, understand your why. Seriously, why is this task important to you? What are the benefits of conquering it? Connecting with your motivations will give you that extra oomph when willpower starts to dwindle. Ever signed up for a marathon only to find yourself on the couch 2 weeks later? Yeah, I've been there too. The problem wasn't necessarily my lack of running ability, it was the disconnect between my why and my actions. Why did I want to run that marathon in the first place? Was it about pushing my limits? Raising money for a good cause? Celebrating my personal growth? Remember, your why is your anchor on days when motivation feels like a fickle friend. Next up, embrace the power of small wins. Forget about trying to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with tiny, manageable goals that you can actually achieve. Did I say tiny? Think eat one less slice of pizza or walk for 15 minutes instead of scrolling through social media. Each small victory builds momentum and reinforces your sense of self-control. It's like climbing a mountain, break it down into smaller, conquerable steps, and you'll reach the summit before you know it. Speaking of momentum, consistency is key. Think of self-discipline as a muscle that needs regular training. The more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. So, even on days when you don't feel like it, just show up and do something small. It could be making your bed, going for a short walk, or simply tackling that one task that's been nagging at you. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is self-discipline. Time to talk about distractions, those pesky little gremlins that love to derail our best intentions. Whether it's social media, email notifications, or that tempting TV show, identify your biggest distractions and find ways to minimize them. Turn off your phone during focused work sessions, create a designated workspace free from clutter, or even try using website blockers to keep yourself on track. You've got this. Lastly, remember to be kind to yourself. Self-discipline isn't about being perfect, it's about progress, not perfection. There will be slip-ups, setbacks, and days when you just want to throw in the towel. That's totally normal. What matters is that you learn from those moments, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Alright folks, let's talk real life. Picture this. You've got a big project due next week, one you've been putting off for weeks. Suddenly, the allure of binge-watching that new Netflix show seems irresistible. But wait. Remember what we talked about. Your why, small wins, consistency, managing distractions, and being kind to yourself. So, tell me this, how do you approach that situation? Maybe you set a timer for an hour of focused work on the project before allowing yourself that Netflix break. Or perhaps you remind yourself why completing this project is important. Maybe it's for your career advancement, personal growth, or simply to feel a sense of accomplishment. Whatever strategy works for you, remember that self-discipline isn't about deprivation, it's about making conscious choices that align with your goals and values. We've covered a lot today. Remember, self-discipline is a skill, not an innate trait. It takes time, effort, and practice to cultivate. Start small, stay consistent, and celebrate your victories along the way. And most importantly, don't be afraid to slip up, just get back on track and keep moving forward. You've got this. So, what's one thing you're going to do today to build your self-discipline muscle? Share your thoughts in the comments below, join our conversation on social media, or leave a review on your favorite podcast app. Let's learn and grow together, folks.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.